The tapes this evening are sponsored by Yosef Brown, Le'ilui Nishmas, his grandmother, Miriam Bas David. The Medrash Rabbah in Dvorim brings down a very fascinating event that occurred. The Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decree that Moshe Rabbeinu should not be allowed into Eretz Yisrael, it was a very difficult decree. But not only did Hashem make it, but Hashem sat in the Beis Din Shalmala. And additional to the fact that Hashem sat in a Beis Din and made the decree, Kaviyachov, it could be publicly, whatever that means, Hashem also made a shvua that he shouldn't be taken off that decision. And when Moshe Rabbeinu heard about this, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood it, he was mispalel. He was lovesh sak, he wore sackcloth and ashes, and he began tefillin tachnunim, he began praying, he began beseeching, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch, in front of Hashem, shenizdazdu shemayim v'aretz, until the shemayim v'aretz began shaking. Mas HaKadosh Baruch, the Medrash says, what did Hashem do, b'os ha'sha, hichriz b'chol shar v'shar shel rekiya. Hashem went to each of the openings, each of the gates of the rekiya, b'chol beizdin u'beizdin, to each beizdin of shemayim, and he said to him, not to be makabel the tefillah of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was not deterred. He kept on davening. And then the Medrash says something remarkable. Bosa Shah Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebahal Hashem Kaviyachol, that could be called out in a tumult, in a hurry, quickly. Malachi Asharis, come quickly. Run down, quickly close up all the Shari Rakia. Close all the gates. Shegava Kol HaTefillah, because the Kol Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu is coming up. And in fact, the Malachi Asharis ran down to close it up. And the Medrash describes that the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was like a sword that cut through. And if it weren't for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, again, if it could be, went out of his way to close up the Shari Shamayim, his tefillah would have changed Hashem's decree. But Hashem prevented it by telling all the Malachi Asharis to close up the gates, don't let it in. And in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu died without going into Eretz Yisrael. Now, I think when you see a medrash like this, the question you have to ask is, l'chora, it's a bit of a plea. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan Emes. Hashem understands justice. Hashem is the Shofet Emes. Hashem, in Hashem's infinite wisdom, decided that it was inappropriate, not proper for Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael. And not only did Hashem decide that, but amongst the Beis Din Shamal, he decreed it, and Kaviyachol took a shvua to that extent. And yet it seems to be that if Hashem didn't take some extra precautions to shut down the gates of Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah would have undone that decree. And it was almost like Hashem was, Kaviyachol, in trouble, as if Hashem wanted one thing. The tefillah of Moshe was going to change, and Hashem had to say, quickly, Malachi Asharis, quick, act quick, before we're in trouble. Which is rather perplexing, because Hashem is the source of all energy, the source of every molecule in his Bria. No action can happen on this planet or any part of nature, any part of the world, without Hashem's direct intervention. So it seems rather difficult to understand, why can Hashem just say, no, I made a decision, I paskin that it's inappropriate, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, you could plead, you could beseech, you could cry, but the answer is no. Why can't Hashem just say no? And I think when we understand this chazal a little bit better, we'll have a little bit better understanding of what tefillah is, how it functions, and how powerful it is. Last week we discussed the fact that in our yeshiva educations, typically we spend a lot of time learning halacha, we spend a lot of time musar, we spend a lot of time in gemara, and oftentimes one of the subjects that seems to be forgotten about is theology, which means studying the nature of Hashem. And obviously, it's very difficult for one to have an earnest relationship with Hashem. It's difficult for one to have to daven to Hashem, to have a sense of appreciating Hashem, if one doesn't have a good understanding of His Creator. And I believe that's a part of why many of us have trouble with davening. And again, it's something that it's not my chiddush that it's a problem. Again, the Rishonim hundreds of years ago pointed out that it's something that's lacking and something that we have to focus on. But one of the great difficulties when a mortal human being tries to comprehend Hashem is that by definition, Hashem is beyond our understanding. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Megillah gives a very important mashal. The Gemara says, before you daven, you should understand that basically you're incapable. Gemara quotes a pasuk, Mi yamalal gvuras Hashem, who is it who should speak out the praises of Hashem? Yashmiya koltila, so the one who knows all of Hashem's praises. Meaning, if you're going to praise Hashem, you have to recognize Hashem. But for a mortal human being with limited sight to comprehend Hashem is very difficult. Hence, if the average person will try to praise Hashem, he will fall greatly short to the extent that not only won't it be praise, oftentimes it'll be an insult. If you'd imagine you have two peasants, farmers out there in the field, and they're talking about the king. And one of the peasants turns to his friend and says, you know, the king is so rich. He's so rich. You know how rich he is? He probably has 50 golden coins in his treasury. That's an insult to the king. It's an insult to the king because the king's treasure house is vast and enormous. But in the peasant's mind, his sights are so limited that 50 golden coins is a mass, a fortune that's unimaginable. Because of his limited sight, his attempt to praise the king not only falls short, but actually is an insult to the king. So the Gemara says that once the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah formulated the tefillah, it is not the purpose, it is not in man's permission to change it. And even though we daven in English words, and even though we make our own bakashas and our own requests, we don't veer off the exact nusach that Chazal set up the Shemone Esrei and the tefillah with. Because again, for us to try to praise Hashem, we would fall vastly short. Because again, we, like the peasants, are so limited in our mind's view and our understanding of Hashem that our praise would be an insult. Hence, we follow very closely the words of Chazal.